Cencora poaches CVS finance leader to navigate prescription drug pressures. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Cencora, a $260 billion pharmaceutical distributor, hired a former CVS health executive as its next chief financial officer to navigate industry pressures from drug pricing reform and specialty pharma growth. Pharmaceutical distribution operates in a three-player oligopoly with Cencora, McKesson, and Cardinal Health, with net margins routinely below 2%, making capital allocation critical. The CFO role controls key levers for shareholder value, including working capital efficiency, free cash flow conversion, leverage capacity, and specialty distribution acquisitions. Cencora has recruited a former CVS health executive as its next chief financial officer, a hire that positions the $260 billion pharmaceutical distributor to sharpen capital allocation at a moment when drug supply chain economics are under pressure from pricing reform, specialty pharma growth, and a competitive mergers and acquisitions landscape crowded with deep-pocketed rivals. The appointment lands at an inflection point. Cencora competes in a three-player oligopoly alongside McKesson and Cardinal Health, a structure that insulates volumes but compresses margins, with pharmaceutical distribution operating on net margins that routinely sit below 2%. Against that backdrop, the CFO seat is not ceremonial. It controls the levers that move shareholder value: working capital efficiency, free cash flow conversion, leverage capacity, and the pace of specialty distribution acquisitions that have defined the sector's growth story for the past decade. Terms of the new CFO's compensation package were not disclosed. The incoming finance chief arrives with direct experience inside CVS Health, a company that has spent 5 years digesting the $69 billion acquisition of Aetna and more recently restructuring its retail pharmacy footprint while defending its pharmacy benefit management business from legislative scrutiny. That operational and financial complexity is a credentialing asset. Cencora CEO Stephen Collis has built a strategy anchored on specialty and oncology distribution, international expansion through Alliance Healthcare, and manufacturer services. A CFO who has navigated integrated payer-provider finance will understand how drug economics move across the supply chain. Beyond the executive biography, the hire matters for institutional investors because Cencora's next phase of capital deployment is not settled. The company has signaled appetite for tuck-in acquisitions in specialty distribution and manufacturer solutions, and its balance sheet, following the Alliance Healthcare deal struck in 2021 at roughly $6.5 billion, has been rebuilding capacity. The CFO who arrives now will inherit decisions about how aggressively to lever up, whether to prioritize buybacks or acquisitions, and how to frame the company's story to a market increasingly focused on the downstream effects of drug pricing legislation. The CVS pedigree: what this hire telegraphs about strategic direction CVS Health is not simply a pharmacy chain. By revenue, it is one of the largest healthcare companies in the United States, operating across pharmacy benefit management through Caremark, retail pharmacy, and insurance through Aetna. An executive who built a finance career inside that organization has worked at the intersection of drug purchasing economics, managed care contracting, and retail cost structure. That combination is directly relevant to Cencora. Cencora generates the majority of its revenue from pharmaceutical distribution to health systems, specialty physician practices, and retail pharmacies. Its manufacturer services segment, AmerisourceBergen Drug Corporation's legacy business rebranded under the Cencora umbrella, provides data analytics and hub services that sit upstream of dispensing. The CFO who can model the financial relationship between a PBM, a distributor, and a specialty pharmacy within a single analytical framework is more valuable than one who has only operated inside a pure distribution model. The implication for capital allocation is direct. CVS's finance organization has spent years accounting for spread compression in PBM contracts under political and regulatory pressure. If that experience transfers, Cencora's new CFO enters with a calibrated view of how drug pricing reform, including any future Medicare Part D restructuring or PBM transparency mandates, flows through to distributor economics. That is risk management experience the market should price as an asset. Cencora's mergers and acquisitions runway, balance sheet math after Alliance Healthcare. The strategic context behind this hire requires a look at where Cencora's balance sheet stands relative to its acquisition history. The Alliance Healthcare transaction, closed in 2021, was the largest deal in AmerisourceBergen's history and extended the company's footprint into European pharmaceutical distribution and manufacturer services. Integration consumed financial bandwidth for roughly 2 years post-close. Cencora's free cash flow generation has historically been strong relative to reported net income, a function of working capital dynamics in distribution where inventory turns rapidly and supplier payment terms are favorable. That cash generation is the foundation for the company's capital return program, which has included consistent share repurchases. The question the incoming CFO inherits is whether the next allocation priority is a large strategic acquisition, continued buybacks, or a hybrid approach that maintains leverage discipline while keeping the balance sheet ready for a deal. Our view, the CFO hire from CVS suggests, Cencora is preparing for a transaction of complexity, not just size. CVS finance executives understand how to model synergies across business lines that do not share a clean operational boundary. That skill is necessary if Cencora pursues a target in specialty pharmacy, manufacturer services, or patient support programs where the revenue model combines service fees, data licensing, and drug economics simultaneously. Caption: Key financial reference points for Cencora's CFO transition. Sources: Healthcare Dive, publicly reported deal data. Sector margin range reflects industry consensus, not company-specific disclosed figure. McKesson and Cardinal Health set the competitive benchmark. Cencora does not operate in isolation. McKesson, which recently accelerated its oncology platform strategy through the acquisition of Community Oncology Networks and its partnership with US Oncology, has positioned itself as the dominant distributor in the highest margin segment of the drug supply chain. Cardinal Health has moved in a parallel direction, investing in specialty and nuclear pharmacy to diversify beyond core distribution economics. The three-player structure means that competitive differentiation increasingly happens at the edges: specialty capabilities, manufacturer relationships, data assets, and international reach. Cencora's Alliance Healthcare acquisition was the answer to McKesson's global ambitions. The next differentiation move requires capital, and capital discipline is the CFO's job. Key risk: U.S. drug pricing legislation, including potential further restructuring of Part D or direct government negotiation expansion under the Inflation Reduction Act framework, compresses manufacturer revenue and could reduce the value of services Cencora provides upstream. The new CFO's CVS background may provide early warning pattern recognition on how these dynamics translate into distributor economics, but the risk is real and not fully priced by all models. Investment positioning: where private equity and institutional capital should focus for institutional holders and private equity adjacent investors watching Cencora's strategic arc, the CFO transition is a signal rather than a catalyst. The stock does not move on a CFO hire. What moves it is the capital allocation decision that a new finance chief enables or accelerates. The near-term watch items are: first, any change in the cadence or scale of share repurchases in the next 1-2 earnings calls; second, commentary on leverage targets and acquisition appetite during the next investor day; third, whether the company begins acquiring in specialty distribution segments where McKesson has recently paid premium multiples. Specialty distribution assets have transacted at multiples ranging from 12x to 18x EBITDA in recent years, reflecting the high retention economics of specialty pharmacy networks and oncology group purchasing relationships. If Cencora moves on a target in that range, the CFO's credibility with debt capital markets will matter directly. A finance chief with a large-cap integrated healthcare background carries institutional lender credibility that a pure distribution side executive may not. For investors running a sector rotation framework, Cencora sits in the defensive growth bucket. Revenue is volume-driven and largely insulated from economic cycles. The margin story is the differentiation play, and the CFO is the architect of that story. The Plaquemine view: the market will read this hire as a routine executive transition. Plaquemine reads it as a pre-positioning move for a balance sheet event within 18 to 24 months. Here is the logic. Cencora has been in integration mode since Alliance Healthcare. Its current CFO tenure is ending. The company hired from CVS, specifically from a company that has undergone two cycles of major mergers and acquisitions digestion and is now in strategic retrenchment, selling or restructuring assets to simplify its portfolio. An executive who watched CVS overextend and then course correct brings exactly the discipline a distributor needs before it writes a large check. The second order read: the CVS restructuring cycle is producing a cohort of experienced healthcare finance executives available for the first time in years. Cencora moved first. Expect competitors and mid-market specialty distribution platforms to recruit from the same pool as CVS continues to rationalize. The original thesis Plaquemine puts forward: distributor CFO pedigree is becoming a leading indicator of mergers and acquisitions timing. In 2021, Cencora hired aggressively and closed Alliance Healthcare within months. In 2026, the hire from CVS suggests the company has moved past balance sheet repair and is rebuilding deal capacity. Investors who wait for a formal announcement will be buying after the premium is priced in. The positioning implication is to treat Cencora as a pre-catalyst long with the mergers and acquisitions optionality unpriced, monitor leverage guidance closely over the next two earnings cycles, and watch for any commentary suggesting a manufacturer services or specialty pharmacy platform acquisition is under evaluation. The bottom line: Cencora's CFO hire from CVS Health is a capital allocation signal wrapped in an HR announcement. The incoming executive carries the scar tissue of large-scale healthcare mergers and acquisitions integration and the regulatory fluency that the next phase of distributor competition demands. For institutional investors, the question is not who the new CFO is. The question is what deal she or he will finance. Based on Cencora's strategic trajectory and the competitive pressure from McKesson's oncology build-out, the answer is coming. Position before the press release.